West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The city of Villarica has yet to reschedule the first public hearing to discuss the possibility of the city opting out of the floating homestead exemption approved by voters statewide this past November. The first hearing was scheduled for January 21st, however, was canceled due to the possibility for inclement weather. Mayor Leslie McPherson.
The city of Villarica, on at least the Carroll County side, voted 68% that they wanted this floating homestead exemption. That's a very important point. So us as elected officials have to take that into consideration because that's what our citizens by 68% said they wanted. That doesn't mean we have to vote that way. We could vote to opt out. So if we opt out, the advantage for the city, that means that if we have those in super inflated values on property, they have the ability to collect that amount.
Villarica staff has recommended that city council opt out of the exemption before March the 1st. Two other required hearings are set for February the 4th and February the 11th. A proposed project for that green space between Alabama Street, North Cliff Street, Highway 27, and Johnson Avenue in Carrollton is under review by city officials and city council on Thursday. The proposed project includes the development of a 2.4-acre city block in downtown Carrollton, just west of the Carrollton Center for the Arts. The development includes a 99-unit hotel, 80 multifamily units, approximately 17,000 square feet of retail, and a 4,000-square-foot possible museum. The development is proposed in tandem with the construction of a city parking deck and a 7,000-square-foot conference center addition to the Center for the Arts. In conjunction with the development, the city plans to close North Cliff Street from Johnson Avenue to Alabama Street. The total project cost, including soft costs and the conference center addition, is estimated at $55 million. And parents with students at least five Carroll County schools are still waiting for the updated list of schools in which students qualify for the Georgia Promise Scholarship, which awards funds for private school tuition and fees and other approved expenses to students that attend schools that are deemed as lowest performing. The initial list, before it was retracted, had Bowden High School, Mount Zion Middle School, Sharp Creek Elementary School, Temple Middle School, and Villarica Middle students as eligible. Carroll County School Superintendent Scott Cowart says he expects the updated list to be released later this month.
We're working to make sure that we understand it. The biggest thing is we want to make sure we support any family that could be involved, make sure we can provide them with accurate information.
Carroll was a guest on Wednesday's WLBB Community Voice, and that entire program is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.